Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a lot of bluegrass music to play. We'll get straight into it with the Bluegrass Album Band doing an old Flat and Scrog song called Down the Road.
Soles right off her shoes. I don't know why I love her so. That gal of mine lives down the road. Now anytime you want to know where I'm heading down the road to get my girl home in line, you'll find me there most any old time. He owns a farm from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail. He made his living by carrying the mail. see my pearly blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me heading down the road. A little girl named Pearly Blue, about so high and her hair is brown. Prettiest thing boys in this town.
Oh, classic Flat and Scruggs music there from the Bluegrass album Band. Didn't they do a good job? Old Man Hicks, he owns a farm. That was a reference to the fiddle player Bobby Hicks. An album that I got a long time ago, Patti Loveless, Mountain Soul, which was Patti Loveless, a country singer, really doing a great job with some bluegrass music, really as part of her heritage, and she chose some really great songs for the album. And one I'm going to play for you is one called The Boys Are Back in Town, written by Don Humphreys, Pat Enright and Stuart Duncan, and those guys got to play a bit on the recording of it. Actually, guitar is done by Emery Gordy Jr., the producer. Tater Tate playing bass, Tim Hensley on mandolin, fiddles, Deanie Richardson and Stuart Duncan. So he was one of the writers. Rob Ikes on dobro, Alan O'Brien on banjo, and the background harmonies were Tim Hensley and Carmela Ramsey, and Patti Loveless does a great job on the song. Story is about really the fishing village or something like that, where all the boys go away and they sail out to sea and they do whatever they're supposed to do out at sea, and then they're all come back and they're all excited because they've sighted the ships and they're coming in and gather around, ladies, gather around, hear the news, it's coming down. The ships are in and the sails are down, the boys are back in town. And I can just imagine what it was like in the old days. I think this song sums it up really well, but you can decide that for yourself when you hear Patti Loveless do The Boys Are Back in Town. A very full bluegrass sound, isn't it? But she did a great job of singing that one, The Boys Are Back in Town. Johnny Wisnant is a name that I remember from my early readings on bluegrass music, but I never knew much about him at all, and I don't really have any albums of his playing, but every now and then his name comes up, and I've got this album called Rounder Banjo, which I think is a neat name because banjos are essentially round, aren't they? And Rounder Banjo has got tracks from a wide variety of banjo players on them, and it's got one by Johnny Wisnant, and I thought, I've never played him on the show before, let's have a listen to him. Lots of banjo players cite him as an influence, and here he is doing the Maple Leaf Frag. This is from the album Johnny Wisnant, which is a rounder album, 0038. Johnny is playing banjo, Charlie Taylor is playing the mandolin, Leroy Mummer is playing fiddle, and June Wisnant is playing guitar, Don Mulkey is playing bass, and here's a tune that you probably more often associate with the piano. It's one called the Maple Leaf Rag. Was Johnny Wisnant playing the Maple Leaf Rag, and he just had a nice sort of 1950s, 60s sound to his banjo playing, nice and clear, expressed the notes beautifully, and I thought that sounded great. I hope you did too. I recently played on the show an album called Country Grass from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. And they're always been a good band. Lorraine Jordan plays mandolin and sings harmony. Tommy Long and plays guitar, Ben Green plays banjo, Josh Goforth plays just about anything, and they made this album mixing it up with some country singers. So they took country songs and often got those singers for the country songs to come in and do it with the bluegrass backing, and I thought that was a great concept for an album. And the next song I'm going to play is one called Common Man. The artist is John Condley. He first recorded this song in 1983, but here he is doing it with Carolina Road. John's doing the lead vocals, Brad Hudson's helping him out, and the band of, I keep losing where everything's written on his head, Josh Goforth, Ben Green and Tommy Long, doing it in bluegrass style. I think they do a great job on this, and here is the song. Punchy bluegrass, but it's a great song. I really enjoy John Conley's song, Common Man, and can identify with some of those words myself. Well, we'll get back to a bit of old-time bluegrass now, and this is a band called the Lilly Brothers, and Bea Lilly and Everett Lilly, two brothers, played guitar and mandolin in Boston, of all places, and They worked out of they had a regular gig there that was in a real rough bar in a real rough part of town, and they had help from people like Don Stover and Fritz Richmond on bass and Herb Hooven on violin. They occasionally got Tex Logan to play with them, and the two brothers, they sort of just had nice, simple, plaintive voices that sounded really great. And this was some of my earliest memories of the bluegrass genre. I remember when I got an album and heard them, I thought, that's nice, simple bluegrass. I really like it. The song I've chosen for you is actually what I consider to be a Mac Wiseman song. I wonder how the old folks are at home. And we did this song at Back Porch Bluegrass just a few weeks ago, and I thought, that's a neat song. I'll find it somewhere and play it on the program Back Porch Bluegrass. So here's the Lilly Brothers doing I Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home. Some nice old-time bluegrass there. That was the Lilly Brothers, and I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves, which are heavy with CDs, and I dig into them before every show and see if I could pull out something that might surprise you, and I hope the Lilly Brothers appearing on the show did surprise you. I've got albums that go back to that I collected in the 60s, as well as a few recent ones, and there's a whole genre of bluegrass covers so many different sounds and so many different styles that I really enjoy sharing them with you. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media at Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've been listening and playing bluegrass music in New Zealand for the last 60 years and really enjoying it, having a great time there. I'm glad that Free FM let me have the studio for a while so I can prepare my show for you. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything to do with music whatsoever, you can go to Shearer's Music Works, and they have just about anything that you could need there, from a brand new guitar or violin or keyboard or a ukulele or a banjo or a mandolin, down to a new strap for your ukulele or a pick or a book on how to play, or a book of songs, or anything you want. You can get advice from the people working behind the counters. They're musicians. They know the sort of thing you're looking for. And I'd like to thank Shearers for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've sponsored me for a long, long time now, and I'm very pleased that they do. We're going to hear from the Cody Norris Show. Now, this is the album Rhinestone Revival. Came out a couple of years ago. And the Cody Norris Show, they're the ones that wear the big fancy suits and strong colours and fringes and decorations all over them. And they look great, but they play real good bluegrass music. Cody Norris on guitar and most of the lead vocals. Mary Rachel Nally Norris on fiddle and mandolin, and she does a lot of harmony vocal and the occasional lead vocal. Josiah Tyree on banjo and harmony vocals and occasional lead vocal. And Charlie Lohman on bass. And they get a bit of help with some harmony fiddle and a bit of percussion and things like that. But I'm going to play two songs from Cody Norris and or the Cody Norris Show. Let All the Girls Know You're a Cowboy. That's a great title for a song. Let All the Girls Know You're a Cowboy. And then that will be followed by the song My Home in Virginia, the Cody Norris Show.
I moved out west in 1967. Left me a walk in my family's home. I made my rounds in suits with J.C. Penney. Replace my Tom McCann's. Shiny gabardine give way to denim, and a Stetson with a silver concho band. You gotta let all the girls know you're a cowboy. Let them know there's nothing you can't ride. They don't want some tenderfoot, can't fill a saddle. You gotta rope along and never break your stride. Talk me back.
strong tenderfoot can't feel the sound. You gotta rope along and never break your stride. You gotta rope along and never break your stride.